AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Kremelar. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stepping in to revoke a plea deal for three 9/11 alleged conspirators that would have spared them the death penalty. Vice President Kamala Harris picking up enough delegates during a roll call to win the Democratic nomination for president.
Vice President Harris has earned more than a majority of votes from all convention delegates and will be the nominee of the Democratic Party following the close of voting on Monday.
That's DNC Chair Jamie Harrison announcing the result. Police in Somalia say 32 people are dead and 63 others wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital of Mogadishu the night before. Authorities say one soldier was killed in the attack and the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate, Al-Shabaab, claiming responsibility. The U.S. military mobilizing a fighter jet squadron and keeping an aircraft carrier on hand in order to respond to any possible retaliatory strikes against Israel. This is ABC News. Days after Elon Musk announced SpaceX was leaving California for Texas, now another big company says it's doing the same. ABC's Alex Stone has a story from California.
After being founded in California and running its headquarters here for 145 years, Chevron is the latest company to say goodbye to the state for a move to Texas. Chevron has been in a battle with California after the state sued oil companies over global warming. Jim Wonderland with the Bay Area Council says this should be a wake-up call to California.
State leadership needs to take notice of this and acknowledge it and ask the hard question is, why do companies feel they're better off in Texas?
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A $4 billion settlement reached to settle lawsuits seeking damages from last year's deadly Maui wildfires. Governor Josh Green said in a statement that seven defendants will pay the $4 billion to compensate those who brought claims over those fires that killed 102 people. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. The average American family will spend about $875 on school supplies this year. As Mike Moan reports, donation drives are underway to help families with limited budgets.
Organizations like Family Pathways help low-income households overcome these expenses. The group's Clarissa Zemke says there's a lot of demand for help, and fewer people have extra money to donate supplies. For those that do, she hopes they keep in mind the many things students need to have a successful year. Beyond markers and notebooks, certain tech accessories are needed.
Headphones are a big thing, I think, on pretty much every list from elementary on up. And a lot of things that we're seeing right now, especially for the older kids, is USB flash drives.
Many schools provide Chromebooks, but organizers say they see a lot of wear and tear over the year. Graphing calculators for high schoolers can help households on a limited budget still have money for other necessities. Nonprofits say gym shoes and other clothing items should be considered, especially since kids can outgrow them fairly quickly. Zach Spiroff with Resource West in the Twin Cities West Metro region says when planning a donation, you're encouraged to consider getting something new and avoid hand-me-downs.
Trying to get back in a memory from your youth and how exciting it is to go to school with new stuff and feel good about yourself.
He says that confidence can indicate these students feel supported by their community, allowing them to focus on learning and achieving better outcomes. Monetary donations are welcome too. That allows aid groups to help more of these households with daily living expenses, giving them extra wiggle room for back-to-school shopping. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Northern Wisconsin forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine and highs in the low 80s today. For tonight, some scattered storms and a low of 59. Mostly sunny, 78 for Sunday. An afternoon storm is possible. For Monday, showers are likely. We'll have a high near 70 degrees. Tuesday, 74.
Currently, 50 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll be looking back at the weekend highlights from the Paris Olympic Games and talking about the new Democratic presidential ticket.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, a beautiful beautiful summer night here in the state of summer, our beloved Wisconsin. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite beer? It is International Beer Day, and we are putting the feelers out. So far, I would say, do we have a winner? Would it be Spotted Cow, would you say, so far?
I think Spotted Cow would be is winning right now.
And it's International Beer Day, and yet, yeah, all the Wisconsinites or people texting in even from out of state are saying Spotted Cow. So it could just be state beer night, but... let us know what your favorite is. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And we will read it on the radio. How exciting is that, ladies and gentlemen? This is exciting, too. John DeCoste is here. He's a comedian, Chicago-based, very funny guy. Had a long career in stand-up and done some TV and done radio. John, you were on WGN for quite a while in Chicago. Do you still – I know things have kind of changed there. We had Steve Cochran on the show on Monday. Yeah. Do you guys still collaborate there, or are you into different things?
No, the reason I was on GM was because of Steve. So I did stuff with him, from like 98 to 2010 or something like this. But then they hired me in 2010 to be on Steve's show, a regular. Nice. And that was a blast, but it was all through Steve. We were let go. Steve was let go.
Right.
So I was let go back in, I think, 2019. Then we went to WLS for a couple of years, and they same thing. They put me on with him, and that was great. That was a lot of fun. And now we just do his podcast live from my office, which I'm sure you talked about, but I've known Steve and I go back about 30 years. So
wow.
I just did characters and goofy things, but it was always fun. Always
That's
fun
so fun. And there are some radio stations like here in Wisconsin that was KTI in Milwaukee and in Chicago when I was a kid. I remember listening to WLS and their Top 100, and obviously Wally Phillips at WGN. Must be cool, too. I mean, and this is great. I mean, Civic Media is kind of a new operation. That's fun, too, to be in on the ground floor. But, like, to be on the air at some of these older places where there's such history, that had to be a blast for you.
Yeah, it's surreal because I remember growing up as a kid listening to these stations, or my parents listening to these stations.
Yeah.
And then I'm there. And even a couple of people, there's a guy from Chicago, a legend of Chicago, Orion Samuelson. Does that name ring a bell to you?
No. No, it does not.
Orion was like the farm report, and
oh,
he had
okay.
been with GM forever, and he would do an update on the show, and I would be an animal. I would be like the cow who won, the steer who won at the Illinois State Fair or something like that. And he would laugh hysterically, and I'm like, this is crazy. I grew
that's
up going
great.
To grade school listening to him, and I'm making him laugh. I mean, that's just nuts.
I love stuff like that when you find yourself kind of on your journey in whatever path of show business it is, and you meet your heroes or people that you have a great memory from listening to. That's just that's what it's all about. It's so great.
No question about it. It's just a lot of fun. It's weird.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for sure. Hey, John, where can people see you? You have any dates coming up? Are you coming to see us here in Wisconsin anytime soon?
I think, you know, the closest I'll get is I'm going to be doing Kenosha, I think, in December.
That's Wisconsin.
That's about it. As far as I don't have anything going up north of that.
Okay.
I'm supposed to do a fundraiser, Marinette.
That booking fell through. I'm sorry I had to tell you under these circumstances, but
wow.
I have a funny story.
Okay, whatever.
Do you know Tom Clark, the comedian?
Oh, I love Tom Clark.
Tom Clark is hilarious. Yeah, Milwaukee comic. I booked him there this past February. He did the gig for me, and he and his wife, Steph, who is a comic, very funny. She came too. She opened for Tom, and Tom went up. So we're hanging out after the show at this bar called the Shorecrest in Marinette. And Tim Cavanaugh and his wife, Chris, came up, and they were doing a gig at my old high school, a fundraiser. It's just one of those weird coincidences. I mean, Marinette's like 11,000 people, and both these two hilarious guys are in town on the same night. And I booked Tim at that high school gig 10 years ago and did it with him, and they kind of like circumvented Schwabba and reached out to him. So whatever, it's not a big deal, but
you're not bitter.
No, whatever. No, I just, you know. The sole purpose I got this radio gig is so I could chastise them. But so we're hanging out. My son, Joe, is there. He's starting to kind of dabble in stand up. So he's just loving the comic thing. Tim and his wife are there, Steph and Tom. And Tom said, yeah, I saw Tim Cavanaugh's post on Facebook that he's in Marinette on the same day I am. And he goes, I'm like, what the, did I get bumped?
Yeah. Oh. No, don't tell Pete. We'll get Tim to do the show.
And that was the thing. Like, Tom's like, he's like, God, I know of Pete. I don't really know him that well. Maybe he just bumped me. But Tom is so funny. Though,
that is so funny. What are the odds that both of those in Marinette? 11, oh, and it you was know, that's the night.
Right? Crazy. And it was so much fun.
And I'm here to tell you you're bumped from the next one.
You can't bump me from my own gig.
So bad now.
Okay, so Kenosha, what can you tell us about that? That's in December?
It's in December. It's just the Kenosha Comedy Club. They opened it up about 5 years ago.
Nice.
It's a nice little place. They're good people. And, you know, it's 2 one-nighters. It's the same place, but it's a comedy club where they're trying to make it. Okay. It's actually fun, and it's not far from Chicago. So my son now lives in Kenosha.
Oh, there you go.
My son and his wife moved up to Kenosha about a year ago. So not that it's that far. We see them all the time, but but it's fun to do. Frank Carmichael, who put that together, and it's good. It's actually fun. It's actually good. There's nothing to it. So
do you have a favorite club, John, and a least favorite club?
Oh boy. Oh, that's a good one. I think my favorite club is Columbus, the Funny Bone in Columbus. Even though it's changed the people, I don't know what it is. They're just very receptive and they want to have a good time. And my least favorite club is also in Ohio, and that's Toledo.
Oh boy. I don't know if it's the same one I did with Steve Segrin years ago, but that one was rough.
Okay. That one was bad too. That was Connections or something.
I can't remember.
It was a Yoder thing. Was it a Yoder?
Maybe.
Yeah. This is the Funny Bone in Toledo, and it's the weirdest room. The setup is bad. It's just horrible. And I've avoided it the last four. Actually, the pandemic saved me because Dave Stoop, who books all the bones, knows that I hate it. So he said, we don't have to put you there anymore. Oh, good. Oh, good.
That's lucky.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Steve.
Those are my two.
Every night we would go up at that club in Toledo, and Steve would dare me to say a phrase, and I would dare him to say a phrase. And he would say, I don't know if you guys know this, but the word on the street is this town sucks. Right out of the gate. That's what he tells the crowd. It's like, you know, people are very, you know, provincial about their town. It's not the whole.
I did that with Jimmy Pardo. You know, Jimmy Pardo.
Oh, sure.
And Marge Takis. Do you remember Marge?
Yeah.
So I was headlining. Pardo was middling. And she was hosting, and Jimmy came up with this idea that we were all going to wear these big Band-Aids on two fingers, all of us. And I go, and I started laughing. I go, well, here's the problem. You get away, you know, she'll get away with it. They'll just figure there's a problem. With Jimmy, they'll be like, oh, that's weird. With me, they're going to be like, what is this?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, but we did it. We did it. It was like, I'll do it. What do I care? You know?
It's like you all played whack-a-mole and somehow got your finger caught in the hole or something.
Right.
That's funny.
Right. Right.
Oh, that's great.
I don't think I said anything. I don't think I said anything dirty. I never do. So right. But it was fun. And Pardo was in the back just laughing hysterically. And, you know,
oh, that's funny. So, all right, last question for you, buddy. Then I'll let you get on with your Friday night. What is your career high point? What has John DeCoste done that made it all worth it?
Oh, God.
Besides Nightlight with Pete Schwab, but let's just take that off the table.
I know, that's right. Yeah, I think this show, probably. I was waiting for this. No, you know, it's funny. This came up about a month ago, and I'm not kidding. Success is different for everybody, right?
Right.
You know, I had I remember in 94, 95, they flew me out to L.A. to be on In Living Color.
Oh, sweet.
I auditioned here and I thought, okay. And I didn't get it. But there was another guy from Chicago who got it. And
who was that?
I swear to you, Jay Leggett. Does that name sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember Jay. Sure.
He was on for, I think, one season. But that was, I think my thing is the fact that, and Larry Reed and I talked about this, I never thought I could do this as a career, as a job.
Interesting.
The fact that I've been doing it this long, I have not had a day job since 1986.
How sweet is that?
That's the part that I still can't believe. And we put our son through college. We've bought four homes. I mean, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, the only one who knows who I am now are you and your producer.
but there's like a fabulous Baker Boys element to that. That was their goal, right? Just not to have to, they just wanted to do what they wanted to do and they didn't need a ton of money, but they got by and they made it work. And that there's something to be said for that. I think that's so great.
Yeah, I think there is. And I know, I understand people would think, oh, well, that's like spilled milk, right? You know, you have to find the positive. But I'm telling you, never thought when I started this, if you would have told me, hey, by the way, you're going to be able to do this full time.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, that's the best part.
This interview has convinced me. I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to try to get you back in with the people in Marinette. No promises, John, but let's see what we can. Let's try to make it happen.
How are you going to do that when you're out?
I don't know. I've got some sources. I'll make a few phone calls.
Okay, good. All right.
Hey, this was fun, buddy. Thank you so much, John.
Oh, no, thank you for asking me. This is so much fun. Good to talk to you, Pete.
You too. Let's do it again. All right, have a great weekend, bud.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. That's John DeCoste. You could check him out in Kenosha in December. Conrad, take a memo. Let's try to promote that. Somebody else we just had on recently is doing Kenosha again soon, and we have our friends down there. We should try to reach out to them and see if we can help them make a go of that comedy club down there, because I think I've heard it's a good room, but I think it's relatively new. Hey, it is a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here in just a few minutes to tell us about some new music and what is coming up on Max Inc. Radio. And we will read some more of your texts. What is your favorite beer? It is International, not national, not regional, International Beer Day. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had some great texts. I would say Spotted Cow is leading the pack. So much to cover tonight. It's Clown Week. We gave away our first prize, our Wisconsin Dells getaway from last night. Lots of stuff going on here at Nightlight on a Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, honey bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
International Beer Day, what is your favorite beer? Let us know. Got some good ones. I would say Spotted Cow is leading the pack. Joe checks in on the text line on the 715, and he says, I'm a fan of Miller Lite and Blue Moon. Miller Lite. That's the first Miller Lite we've heard.
I'm not a big fan of Miller Lite.
I would assume if you don't like Miller High Life, you probably wouldn't like Miller Lite. I mean, they're kind of the same beer, right? Just with a few less calories, maybe?
Yeah. You know, one thing I remember about Miller Lite is when they do the Shamrock, you know, shuffle in Milwaukee, they just put green food dye
in Miller Lite.
Be like, all right, this is $2 more.
Sucker. That's hilarious.
And I'd fall for it.
And you pay it. Are you Irish?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Bridget from the 818 says, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. That's not the first time we've heard Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy tonight. Yep. She says, refreshing. And the epitome of summer. Very well stated, Bridget. That's a great one. I would say all these have been great. I'm going to stick with my Corona with a lime. Maybe a Modelo.
Yeah.
Just because I like the commercials. Honestly, that is advertising that works. Those commercials are so cool. And the music is great. Here's a weird thing. My daughter shows up today. She told me when she got home, she purchased a Polaroid One Step. Do you know what that is, Conrad?
Is that a camera?
Yeah.
Where you have to, like, put it on the rack or whatever?
You take the picture, and the photo comes out, and then it takes, like, a minute for it to configure and all the pixels, or maybe they're not even pixels. It's an old-school camera. But my wife said she paid $125 for it. And I said to her, I go, sweetheart, look, first of all, she buys the stuff with her own money. That's great. But I'm like, you just bought an $1,100 phone with like 9 cameras on it that kick the One Step's ass.
You can download a Polaroid app too.
I don't understand that. She's like, I just think it looks cool. I'm like, oh my gosh, I that's insane. But good for her. I mean, that's what she wants, and she's, you know, very artistic. I'm sure she has some kind of creative thing she wants to do with it, but my gosh. Yeah, there's got to be an app for that, right, to make it look like a different...
There is, yeah.
A photo from a different era or something. But, I mean, it is cool. Like, the picture comes out. You know what? I'm going to ask... Remind me to ask Terry Barr this. She's coming... Terry will be here in a few minutes. I'm going to ask her if she knows who created the Polaroid One Step. It's an interesting, it might not be who you suspect, but it is a rock and roller.
Maybe we can get him on the show.
That would be very cool. But that might be tough, but it's a pretty big guest. So I like that, though. Let's remind me to ask Terry about that. She might know. You have a story about Hulk Hogan that I thought was interesting. I know how much you love Hulk.
I wouldn't say I love him. I was just, you know, scrolling through Facebook, and I see... Fond du Lac Walmart posted saying Hulk Hogan is coming to Fond du Lac Walmart out of all places.
To shop?
To do a
he needs deodorant signing, or something, or he needs some new short shorts.
I'm sure he'll do a little shopping too.
You know? I wouldn't say you're there.
Maybe he's going there because he's getting free stuff from Walmart. That's his appearance cost.
I would think so. He was at the Republican National Convention. He spoke. I did not listen. But my guess would be he's got some kind of deal with them, or he's just or he's shopping. But that's a big guess to fly into. And what was it, Fond du Lac?
Fond du Lac Walmart, yes.
Wow. You're kind of a wrestling fan, right?
I would say I was at one time.
What happened?
I just stopped watching it. I don't know.
Okay. Don't tell Rich LoCascio that. he will come at you fists a swinging.
When I was younger and I had the illusion that it was real.
Yeah.
And then
did you really think
older,
it was real though? Even when you were younger, did you really think it was real?
I did.
You must have been pretty young.
I was.
What if you watched it and your parents just sat there like, poor gullible Conrad. And you're like cheering like crazy.
That's pretty much how it went.
I think that's the way it went for a lot of people. I mean, I probably thought it was real too when I first
My mom hated it.
Did she put the kibosh on it or?
She just, I don't know. She didn't like it because obviously she knew it was really fake.
Well, it's violent too.
It is violent, yeah. During that time too, not a lot of limits as much as it is now.
Right. Know? Yeah, exactly. We've a really fun show on Monday coming up, folks, too. It's 7:35 on Monday. My friend Tom Ryan will be here. My favorite Tom Ryan joke. Are you ready for this? He Tom Ryan started with a guy named Dan Whitney, who was Larry the Cable Guy. And they were part of the West Palm Beach comedy scene. Both great guys. And Tom has this very deadpan delivery. And he would say, I have fair skin. I'm Irish. I have very fair skin. I once got a really bad sunburn standing next to a guy with a bright future. Oh, God, I love it. So Tom will be here at 7:35 on Monday. And then we have a really exciting in-studio guest on Monday as well from Ask Your Mother. Eric Ratzak and Adam Krause will be here at 8:20 in the studio. They always have they been here once? I think they were only here once.
Yeah,
but oh,
they've done
fun.
It, yeah.
Yeah, they're a really fun band to watch. And I know I think they won a whammy this year. So they will be here. And we've got another whammy winner coming up next week on Thursday night called Radio for Pets. They're a punk band and they will be in the studio on Thursday. So batten down the hatch. Is that the phrase? I just saw Twisters. I should know that.
I don't know.
Here's another weird thing I thought that was crazy. I'm driving in Marinette today, and sometimes people, when they want to put the word out about something, like if there's a sign that says garage sale with an arrow, I go, okay, looks like there's a garage sale in that general direction. Ideally, if they really want people to show up, they put the address. But sometimes I just see garage, and there are a ton of garage sales in Marinette. I'm willing to bet my hometown is the garage sale capital of the world. And people lose their minds. Some people will follow you through the garage and give you the history of the items. That's Grandpa's old bathing suit. He had a lot of fun in that suit. Okay, stop right there, please. But they love their garage sales. So sometimes you see a garage sale sign. It'll say garage sale. They'll give you the address and an arrow pointing this way. 2 days ago, I'm driving. I'm at the corner of Shore Drive and Cleveland Avenue, if you know Marinette. I see a sign. It just says sale with an arrow. No address, not what type of sale, just sale with an arrow. So they want people to take a left and just keep their eyes peeled for big, big savings. You have to, like, what are you thinking? Give us some information. Is it a rummage sale, an estate sale, garage sale? Just sale, and it's in this direction. There's deals this way, folks. That's all we're going to tell you. You're on your own. But if you want big, big savings, turn left and keep your eyes open. Hey, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. It is a Bar Band Friday. Terry Barr will be along shortly after our award-winning news team keeps you informed here at Civic Media. Having fun on a Friday. Great to have you with us. You can still get in on the fun. We will read your text on the radio. Text us about anything we're talking about. But the question of the night is, what is your favorite beer? It's International Beer Day. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Mark Kremillard. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stepping in to revoke a plea deal for three 9/11 alleged conspirators that would have spared them the death penalty. Vice President Kamala Harris picking up enough delegates during a roll call to win the Democratic nomination for president.
Vice President Harris has earned more than a majority of votes from all convention delegates and will be the nominee of the Democratic Party following the close of voting on Monday.
That's DNC Chair Jamie Harrison announcing the result. Police in Somalia say 32 people are dead and 63 others wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital of Mogadishu the night before. Authorities say one soldier was killed in the attack and the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate, Al-Shabaab, claiming responsibility. The U.S. military mobilizing a fighter jet squadron and keeping an aircraft carrier on hand in order to respond to any possible retaliatory strikes against Israel. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's the Packers Family Night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding their annual practice inside Lambeau Field. This is their 24th year, and tonight is a sellout. Up to 81,000 fans expected to attend. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Having that many fans come out, I think it naturally just ups the urgency. It feels truly like a preseason game.
Baseball, the Brewers with an 8-3 win over the Nationals in Washington, D.C. It was the first time pitching in a Brewers uniform for Frankie Montas, traded to Milwaukee from the Reds before the deadline. Now, he gave up those three runs, but went five innings and was asked, what was his mindset? And he said, you know, with guys like Bryce Terang in the infield.
Just trying to throw strikes. You know, these guys have great defense. They play great defense, you know, so I was just trying to make it hit the ball, you know. But yeah, just trying to attack and throw strikes.
Montas becomes the 17th pitcher to start a game for the Crew this season, which ties the record set in 1969 by the Seattle Pilots, who became the Milwaukee Brewers the following season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Northern Wisconsin forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine and highs in the low 80s today. For tonight, some scattered storms and a low of 59. Mostly sunny, 78 for Sunday. An afternoon storm is possible. For Monday, showers are likely. We'll have a high near 70 degrees. Tuesday, 74.
It's 48 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In May, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a racially gerrymandered South Carolina congressional district and made future racial gerrymandering cases more difficult. July 29th, pro-voter groups filed a state suit claiming the gerrymander violated the state constitutional provision to an equal right to elect officers. In 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that partisan gerrymandering was a matter for the states to decide, but racial gerrymandering could still be challenged under the Voting Rights Act. The South Carolina NAACP sued when 30,000 black voters were moved to a more white district, diluting their voting power and creating a white Republican majority district. The South Carolina legislature claimed it did so for partisan, not racial reasons. The U.S. Supreme Court not only allowed the racially gerrymandered district, but raised the bar for proving future racial gerrymandering cases. The NAACP withdrew further challenges on July 26th. July 29th, the ACLU and the League of Women Voters asked the South Carolina Supreme Court to rule on the state constitutionality of the same congressional district, citing Article 1, Section 5. Lynn Teague of the South Carolina League of Women Voters said in a statement, South Carolina's constitution protects its citizens' right to exercise equal influence over our elections. We have a link to the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That is our new music for our favorite segment of the week. And it's called Bar Band Friday Night. And who better to tell us about bar bands and really cool new bands and introduce us to new music than Terry Barr. Hi, Terry.
Hello. I love the music. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you know the band?
I didn't recognize it right off the bat. If I heard a little more, maybe, but tell me more.
It's the Bodines.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
well, now I really feel special.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Pete? And I got a chance to chat with Conrad while I was waiting to talk to you, and he's great as always.
He will talk your ear off, that kid Conrad, I'll tell you. He's the lovable producer known as Conrad. Glad you guys got to catch up. Thank you once again for joining us. You sacrificed part of your weekend evening to be here at Nightlight, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Pete. It's worth it. It's fun to hang out with you guys.
You know what's fun is I've been listening to you do these great features here at Civic Media, and the one you have about the hamburger and Seymour. You said they couldn't get anybody to buy the round balls of beef.
I was
that's probably because that's what they were called. Hamburger. Uh-huh. You're going to sell a few more of those.
Yeah. I had a friend who is up north listening to one of the stations. I think it's the station out of Hayward.
Okay.
And he videotaped himself listening to it. And when he heard about the beef ball squished between the bread, he had to go crazy with that. So he sent me that from where he was visiting last night.
I was trying to take the mature approach when I heard that. It was tough not to address
that.
Yeah,
he did not.
Well, that's what friends are for. Hey, Terry, our question of the night is, it's International Beer Day. Do you have a favorite beer?
I have become an IPA hazy girl. I don't have a favorite, only because depending upon where we are, I like to try that local area's beer. But I'll often ask for the IPA hazy.
I have never heard of it. Conrad, have you heard of that?
Yes, I have. I'm not a fan of IPAs, though.
Okay. I don't even know what, I kind of know what IPA means, but I, without getting too inside baseball here and cutting into the music time, I won't press that, but that's interesting. I love the name though. That's a cool name.
Yeah. And we had a really good one recently in Green Bay, right down the river from you. They had a bunch on tap, but again, we asked, what is a local one? And they gave us their local beer. It was, again, the IPA Hazy. Oh, it was so good.
Wow, mm-hmm. Nice. Oh, yeah. I love it. We often, Conrad and I, after the show, will often just kind of go along the river and look for new beer. We go by gondola, and it's lovely. You should join us.
Do you have a gondola driver? I don't know what they're called, but I assume.
Do.
So neither of you have to, maneuver the gondola?
Well, we learned that the hard way. Those are, after a few pops, those are not easy to swing around. So we learned our lesson. But you're always welcome to join us up here in Green Bay. You know that, too.
Ooh, just be careful. One of these Fridays, I will be there.
I know. I hope so. So last night I thought of you, too, because it was MTV launched this week, years and years ago. I want to say 83, 84. And our question, and we did a giveaway and everything. It was our first giveaway on our question of the night. But what is your favorite music video?
Ooh, yeah, this is probably silly. I remember coming back from dinner in college and we would sit and go, oh, I'm going to watch one video. Well, one became 20 and all of a sudden you're looking at your watch going, oh, I didn't get any of my homework done. I'm so behind. Oh my gosh. But I loved Mickey.
Oh, that was a fun one.
Mm-hmm. And just seeing some of these songs brought to life, I think it was great, but at the same time, then it kind of lost sometimes the meaning of the song for yourself because you had a picture in your head of what it meant. And then all of a sudden you see it on the screen and you're like, oh, that's not what I was thinking, but whatever.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. And the song Video Killed the Radio Star is was, you know, fortuitous. And that video I thought was kind of cool, but I like the aha one where they were drawing, you know, that was just a great video.
That is special. And can I tell you, ended up loving MTV so much, even though I was really positioning myself to go into news to be a journalist, I did apply to MTV.
No kidding. Oh, wow.
Yeah, with a big old 3/4 tape, if you remember those.
Yes.
And I got a rejection letter, and I still have it somewhere.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, they were addictive.
But you know what? That's my claim to fame, or at least one of them.
Yeah. No, that was a fun time. It, you know, you don't realize what you're living through when it's happening.
Yeah.
Then you look back and go, wow, that's, you know, I was watching Ferris Bueller like a year ago. It was on TV when I was flipping around. And there was the scene in the background where they have the MTV logo and Mark Goodman's on or whatever. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's right. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So
quite the days.
Yeah. So let's get to it. You've got two bands again. I love this. I love when you bring us multiple bands. It's fun. And one of them is we're huge fans of, and they've been here several times. And I'm excited, mm-hmm. though, because you brought a song I haven't heard yet. So tell us about 7,000 Apart.
Oh, 7,000 Apart. I know we all love them, and they tell me they love all of us right back.
That's great.
Wonderful duo based in both Green Bay and Sweden.
Yeah.
You probably heard the story, but it's the best story ever. Amelie comes from Sweden as a foreign exchange student to Green Bay, and she meets her future husband as high school students, and they form a band and fall in love. They're married now. Life is wonderful. They are playing Mile of Music all weekend in Appleton.
Oh, great.
So you could look them up and see them there. Otherwise, they have shows constantly. They play like 6 nights a week,
yeah.
August, September. And after that, they go back to Stockholm, Sweden to work on their album. And they promise they will be back again in the spring. I love this. And part of the Started a Fire, the song is how they really want to help other young people with their mental health. And
right.
they want to come back and do a bunch of almost theater type plays based around this song and the new album they're working on, where they hope they could get into high schools across Wisconsin to talk to kids about mental health and why it's so important.
That's so great. They talked about that when they were here and they played that song. Is that the song you want to do, or you want to do Lights Go Down? Do you have a preference?
I Started a Fire, I think, okay. is so powerful.
All right, yeah. We'll do that one. And this is and the other thing that's cool is the name of their band, 7,000 Apart, is because they were 7,000 kilometers apart when she went back to Sweden. And he was like going to school in Kentucky or something like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a great story.
And it all worked out, and they're together, and they are just kicking butt on the music business.
They are. And they're here tonight on Nightlight. We're going to hear this is 7,000 Apart, Started a Fire.
Run!
Isn't that a great song?
Oh, they're so good.
They're so, Terry, when they're here in the studio, yeah. when they perform, we've had them probably on 3 or 4 times. Emily will sit right next to me here, and then John will sit past her, and she is like, you know, just, I love performers that feel it in their toes, and they are bringing it every time they sing a song. And that's how she is. She's in a chair, but she's moving and dancing and moving her hands, and he's into it, playing the guitar and doing background. They're so much fun.
Yeah. I feel something special is happening for them, and I feel like we are really lucky to be able to kind of watch all of this.
Totally agree with you. Are they, have they been on Max Inc?
This is an interview that I just did that will be on Max Inc this weekend. The only reason we can't get them on Max Inc on a Saturday Night Live, because they're always playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they laughed because they said, you know, Mino and the mayor wants us on at 8:30 in the morning. What? And they said, Pete's show has worked out for us because he's flexible. But then they said, your show too. No, we're playing on Saturday nights. There's no way.
Right.
So we worked around it just because we think they're really special.
We've had luck with them. I think we were on the air like, 2 weeks, Conrad? And then we just saw they were playing down the street, and I would just approach them. And they were so approachable. They said, we'd love to do it. So they came in, I think, on a Monday, and they were playing at Hagermeister Park right down the street here the next night.
Yeah.
And then we got lucky again, and they came in on a night off. And they, all of a sudden, they've been here like 4 times. They're so much fun and such nice people. And I love that part. And I love when they can work in the mental health part, too, because they both are big-time advocates of that. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yes.
All right, so we'll do the... there's another. I love this title. The name of this band, the Corn Potato String Band.
You got it.
Why don't you give us a little background? Then we'll do a quick thing, and we'll come back and we'll play that in the last segment, because that's a great song too.
Corn Potato String Band is part of a wonderful festival this weekend at Lake Farm County Park in Madison. It's Sugar Maple Music Festival. Basically focuses on Americana, Appalachian type folk music.
Okay.
And what I love about Corn Potato String Band, they are from across the Midwest, based in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. But they play this Appalachian music like they grew up with.
Yeah, they sure. All right. So I thought we had more time. We're going to have to get a few more details right after this. Then we'll hear the Corn Potato String Band. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr is here. We'll have more with Terry coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot at the Movies. So without spoilers, what did you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, rarely, or I would say not, maybe never, since Terry's been coming on the show, have we heard a band where we've heard words associated with the band like Hoedown, Hootenanny, Rags, Southern Gospel. This is traditional American music, correct, Terry? Would that be the genre for the corn potato string band, would you say?
That is absolutely correct. You've got your old-time fiddle, you got some banjo, and I love how they describe themselves as struggling, hard knocks,
yeah,
and we just couldn't fit into modern life.
And I love that you said fiddle and banjo, also the mandolin. Mm-hmm. I could hear the mandolin in everything. It's like my garlic of music. I never have enough garlic in food. I never have enough mandolin in music. So
there's something about it.
Yeah, it's great. And all right, so why don't we hear this song is called I Had But 50 Cents. Am I getting that right?
Yes.
Okay. This is Bar Band Friday Night. Terry Barr is here. Here is the second band. We get a twofer tonight. The Corn Potato String Band performing I Had But 50 Cents.
I took her to a restaurant, the finest on the street. She said she wasn't hungry, but boy, that gal could eat.
Well, what did she eat?
A dozen raw, a plate of slaw, a ham steak and a roast. Some applesauce, asparagus, and soft shell crabs on toast. A big box stew and taters too, her appetite was immense. When she called for pie, I thought I'd die, cause I had but 50 cents. Shake with fear. A ginger pop with rum on top, a schooner than a beer. A glass of ale, a gin cocktail. She should have had more sense. When she called for more, I fell on the floor because I had my 50 cents.
Idea Conrad could clog until that song came on and the kid could not sit still.
Did he get up and do a little jig for you? And did you take any video?
He wanted to, I could tell. Conrad, am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
You gotta move during that song. That's a great song. And the lyrics are great. I'm cracking up. I love it.
And you know what? We can all relate to it
because
we've all been in that position, whether it was college or with your parents and you saw like your parents couldn't pay the bill. So the bartender's like, all right, I will write you a memo here. Come back and pay it tomorrow or whatever, you know.
She wanted pie, but I had but 50 cents. That's beautiful.
I know.
And I feel like I could almost hear the jug playing in there, too. It was great.
Yeah. And that is happening all day tomorrow. It started tonight. happening all day tomorrow, once again, at the Sugar Maple Music Festival, Lake Farm County Park in Madison.
Wow.
Wherever you're listening, come on down, because most of the bands actually don't really get started until 1 o'clock.
Oh, that sounds like fun. That is great. Terry, we got a text from someone watching on the stream. Craig Anthony Kennett says, Pete, I like me some Newcastle. That's his beer of choice. And he says, hi, Terry. He says, hi, Terry. He's a fan. And you guys know each other, right?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
That's right.
And Craig is just such a fabulous artist. Wow.
Yeah, he came in the other night. And he gave us a rundown from Comic-Con. It was really fun because he was out there for like 4 days.
It really is a small world, isn't
yeah.
it? And sometimes that's a really good thing.
It's a small world, but as Stephen Wright once said, I wouldn't want to paint it. So I kind of see both sides of it. Terry, you're the best. Thank you so much. And
thanks, Pete and Conrad and
so
everyone
great.
Else for listening. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a great show tomorrow and have fun tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Terry Barr, Bar Band Friday. And Terry Barr always brings the goods. Conrad, are we able to download those? Because I like when she sends us music we can download and I can keep.
Yeah. You can
not just like sample. I feel like I should get a free song out of the gig, right?
Of course.
Swag to come. Okay, good. All right, very good. Terry's always so much fun. I'd like to thank her for being on the show tonight, and John DeCoste as well. We have rescheduled Brittany Merlot. We will talk to her about Twisters at some point next week. I know everybody loves when Brittany's on. Brittany's so great, and she's so much fun to talk to, so we will have her rescheduled. Tom Ryan is on Monday night, and Ask Your Mother is here in the studio. And, man, that 7,000 Apart song is phenomenal. I love
yeah.
it. You know what? Why don't you use the other one? We'll play ourselves off with the other song, because that was great, too. That was called Lights Go Down, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yep.
One of our favorite bands here at Nightlight is 7,000 Apart. It's fun to hear their stuff tonight, too. So on behalf of Conrad and everybody, wherever you joined us from tonight, texters, always so much fun having you guys part of the show. And you just elevate us, and we have so much fun interacting with you guys. So we'll be back here next week to do it all again. Now we're on vacation the next week. We got to talk about that too,
yeah.
Conrad. I might just play Cheers episodes. We'll figure it out. All right. I'm Pete Schwabba. On behalf of Conrad, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin. For free, make something the world has never seen. With a guitar, a tiny car,
2,000 miles to play at a bar. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.